Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear. Stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. LER, Lower Extremity Review, evidence-based magazine. UK Health Radio. Functional environmental medicine, growing healthy food. It's a great combo. Dr. Kelly McCann, she's a functional, integrative, and environmental physician. She's a speaker. She's the founder of Spring Center in California. She'll be joining me along with Neil Speaks, an agribusiness pioneer in growing healthy, environmentally friendly food in the Sports Doctor's Inn with some emails. Dr. Kelly McCann, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, Dr. Bob. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Dr. Kelly, give us some background on yourself. Again, functional medicine, integrative, environmental medicine, complementary medicine. It's just so great to see how popular that's become. Give us some background on yourself.
Yes, I'm happy to. So I'm conventionally trained medical doctor. I'm board certified in internal medicine and pediatrics, so I take care of adults and children. And then I went on after my regular training to go do a fellowship in integrative medicine at the University of Arizona with Dr. Andrew Weil, and then I subsequently studied functional medicine and environmental medicine with a variety of
Let Andrew know that name-wise, we need to get him on the show. I give him credit all the time, but we haven't corralled him yet, Uncle Andrew.
I'll see what I can do.
You know, years ago, the term was alternative medicine. I've had holistic. A couple of months ago, I had a Tao therapist talking 2,500-year-old principles in today's sports medicine. But when we talk about some of these different theories with the mental game in so many different areas, and it's interesting how there's been a change to include the word complementary instead of alternative, so that we didn't have to take sides.
Yeah, I think that's what it was when I was in medical school. It was a CAM, you know, complementary and alternative medicine. So even then they did try and incorporate, you know, acupuncture, Ayurveda, chiropractic, et cetera, naturopathic, nutrition, sort of all the other, quote, modalities of medicine, and really incorporating them. And I think, you know, with functional medicine and then longevity specialties, we're really incorporating additional kinds of testing, looking at genetics as well as certain kinds of biomarkers to help inform decision-making for the patient and the practitioner. What sort of peptides do we need to do? What sort of nutritional supplements, things that are going to really optimize.
Yes, you know, it's interesting. I've had sports pharmacists as guests of new specialties involving, again, all those worlds of supplements, vitamins, as well as medicines and drugs in so many ways. And this is, you know, something that I've called on the Sports Doctor, Kelly, the new medicine, which is very simple. And number one, it's eat smarter. We could talk all day about that, couldn't we? Right. Eat smarter.
Absolutely.
Number two, keep moving. Lots of choices. You want to go to the gym, you want to be a walker, you want to do Pilates. Keep moving. And number three, reduce stress. Pay attention to rest and recovery. And it's very exciting to see that that's exactly what functional medicine and this whole biohacking attention is all about. It's paying big attention to a lot of these things that caused you to add on to just the general medicine education you got when you started to see, you know, when I've had on sports hypnotherapists and we've had acupuncturists on for over the years, it was considered, you know, decades ago, it was considered voodoo when you were talking about Eastern culture medicine. Now, it's a big deal in sports medicine and health.
Absolutely. I agree. It's medicine for everyone, and it really needs to be incorporated so that we can optimize our lives as much as possible.
Well, as a pediatrician, and one of the areas, the world of youth sports is a big, big deal, the pressures and all of these different situations with these kids and traveling teams and all this overkill going on in so many different areas, whether it's school systems, organizations, communities. You know, I've been arguing like crazy about the plague of diabetes and, again, and obesity and the childhood obesity, which is just is so aggressive in so many ways. And what's been your experience regarding, you know, communities, school systems, organizations, as far as the importance of the functional medicine world is? How's that cooperation going, Kelly?
You know,
is it good luck to us?
Yeah, good kind luck of. I mean, I think that there are some probably private schools that might take these ideas more into consideration. The public school systems, at least here, don't really seem to be paying any attention. You know, and part of it is, too, that we have this idea that type 2 diabetes is happening because kids are eating more sugar. And that may indeed be true, but it's actually the quality of food that's the problem. And
sure, all the environmental 10 reasons. Chemicals. There's 10 reasons. They had to rename adult onset diabetes because of the explosion of children that we are seeing today in all sorts of areas. And this is why we've taken on the challenge of trying to get exercise. We're not talking about playing a sport. We're talking about kids and organizations, parents, coaches, understanding that exercise has to be included as children are growing up if we're going to have any chance to try to get a handle on this nightmare with all of this diabetes and prediabetes. And on the other end, preventing some of these diabetic-related amputations. It's just a plague that has all of a sudden hit medicine right between the eyes.
Absolutely. And what I was going to add to that, in addition to moving, we have to really talk about the elephant in the room, which is all the environmental chemicals. So the plastics, the parabens, the phthalates, many of the pesticides. These are bisphenol. These are all endocrine disruptors. This is part of the reason why Americans are so fat, because they're not only obesogens, these chemicals, they make us fat, they cause diabetes. And this is something that is not being addressed and not really being talked about at all.
Yes, well, again, you can't, you know, the United States is one of only two countries in the world, New Zealand's the other one, that allows prescription drugs to be shown on television. And it also is, you know, the diet commercials. It's nonstop. That's why number one in the new medicine with me is Eat Smarter, which has a lot of relevance in so many ways. And one of the things I really agree with is the new attention to additives and the new attention to super processed foods that finally we seem to really be paying more attention to. It makes such... Dr. Kelly, is there a website or a place people could find out more about you and your work?
Sure. My website is thespringcenter.com. That's my clinic in Southern California. I actually have licenses in 11 other states, so I can see patients who live elsewhere outside of California. And then you can also follow me at Dr. Kelly McCann on Instagram or Facebook. And I also have a website, drkellymccann.com, where I have blogs and other information, webinars for people to watch.
Okay. And are you doing any podcasts at this point in time?
I don't have my own podcast, but I'm a guest on many podcasts, so you can find me.
Here we are. Yes.
A variety of different podcasts.
Yes, absolutely. Talking about it. Tell us more about we talk about at the highest level of sports medicine, spirituality has become a real topic. The mental game, as I call it, on a sports doctor. And again, you talk about, spiritual psychology in the world of, again, high performance. Tell us about Spring Center. What are some of the things you're really emphasizing there?
So as part of the Spring Center, I also have an online program called the Unforgetting Project. That's Unforgetting Project. And the idea there is that underneath the physical symptoms is emotional baggage, if you will, emotional blockages, unexpressed emotions that are coming to the surface in physical symptoms to be expressed. And when those things are expressed, oftentimes we find what's underneath them is a deeper understanding of ourselves and even our purpose on the planet, which helps us make healthier choices in coming to alignment with who we're supposed to be, right? I really believe that we all have a purpose here. We all have gifts that are in alignment with.
Yes, well, that's where spirituality, nobody argues for the most part with spirituality. Organized religion is a different story in many ways, one against the other and this, that, and the other, but spirituality, everybody seems to be in agreement about its importance regarding, again, whether it happens to be sports or non-sports at all. And how do you see the biohacking connection with the things that you're doing?
Well, I mean, I think it's all related, right? So if we know who we are and we're able to express our emotions, we're going to feel more in alignment physically. We're going to have more joy. We're going to have more happiness, and we're going to be able to live more healthy lives. We're going to have the bandwidth to make, wise food decisions for ourselves and our families and take the time and energy to cook.
Now, you're a pediatric, Dr. Carroll. Yeah, you're a pediatrician. The social media world, I mean, it's a semi-crisis, adolescence, pediatrics. Which is why education, like exactly what we're talking about, is such a big deal, so important when we're talking about, again, whether it's teammates or family relations or these kinds of challenges. Social media, one of the contributors to my book is an adult child psychiatrist, Dr. McDermott, and she 10 years ago, she said, oh, boy, with social media, boy, that's been challenging, isn't it?
Yeah, tremendously challenging. Really focusing on cutting back on screen time is super important especially for young children who don't understand and don't have a level of discernment. That's where the parents really need to supervise.
As we're talking, I think Zuckerberg is testifying today. Again, with that whole challenge of, social media, let alone coming off the pandemic, and again, the challenges that it's meant for all of us in so many ways, which is why, again, number three in the new medicine, we've got to pay attention to reducing stress, to rest and recovery. Rest and recovery at the highest level of sports medicine has always been a tough sell. I think we're making a dent in that. What's your opinion?
Gosh, I hope so, Dr. Bob. I really do.
Right, yeah, I was going to say good luck to us.
Yeah, it's a tough sell, but I think, from my perspective, I see people get sick when they don't listen to their bodies. And that's because they don't make healthy choices. They don't manage their stress. They don't relax. They don't rest. And if you don't take a proactive stance in your life, it's going to catch up with you eventually. And so I think you'd rather listen to Dr. Bob on the Sports Medicine Show and be proactive than come see Dr. Kelly because, you know, things aren't going so hot anymore.
Well, that's, you know, again, we've all grown up with things get 12-hour, 24-hour relief, symptoms, symptoms, symptoms. And again, we're great at a lot of it. At the same time, so much of this stuff has got so much to do, again, with lifestyle and nutrition and all of these things that we all know. And that's even before we throw in politics, but that's the next show. So I know, give us quickly again, Dr. Kelly, where people could find out about you and your work.
My clinic is in Southern California in Orange County. My website is thespringcenter.com. I also have a personal website, drkellymccann.com. And if you're interested in the intersection of functional medicine and spiritual psychology, that website is unforgettingproject.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Here I am, returning the favor with Neil Speaks, the agribusiness pioneer in growing healthy, environmentally friendly food. I was a guest on his podcast last week. Neil Speaks, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Bob.
Great. What's the name of your podcast again?
It's called The Grow Renaissance.
Absolutely. Neil, give us some background on yourself your whole real important strategies for environmentally safe, healthy food, and it's growing.
I mean, yeah, thank you for that. So I've grown up in agriculture my whole life, and I've led many different initiatives and businesses, all focused around how we're improving our ecosystems. of the soils and how we're really supporting farmers. And that led me into an opportunity to build out a platform called Grow. Grow is a Web3 platform, and we're really bringing opportunity of building resiliency in our agri-food market space, making the farmers the hero of the story again, and returning confidence to the consumer so they can have a better understanding of how their food is raised and grown. And along that process, we're really creating an incentivization so they can be educated on what nutrient availability and proper nutrition looks like in our food.
You know, the importance of the farmer's side of things, soil conservation, all of these things that you talked about, you know, where agribusiness seems to have made such a challenge in this area, hasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're a very constrained market space, whether it's regulations, government, the supply chain, weather, you know, things outside of our control. And so anything we can do to really reestablish some resiliency in our food corridor and get away from some of the UPF, which is the ultra-processed foods, and start really understanding where we can access good, nutritious food for our friends and family and then our, you know, communities, and supporting those that are putting the blood, sweat, and tears into growing our food. Now, we also need to help them ensure that they are taking care of our ecological system, so making sure that we're not depleting the soils of all the good stuff that it needs so that whatever we're raising and growing is healthy to consume.
Well, it's great to see, Neil, the new attention in the world of whether it's food additives, whether it's color additions and all of this crap with the ultra-processing of our diet and our food. I mean, you can't watch television for 5 minutes in the United States, if you're not watching a drug commercial, you're watching a diet commercial. And this is why I really was so interested in having you, your whole area of expertise, talking about that area where, again, in the new medicine, number one, eat smarter, two, keep moving, three, reduce stress. Number one is eat smarter. And boy, again, you know, there's been so many different tremendous amounts of information, misinformation, baloney, whatever. How are we doing with the cooperation of all of these areas, with the bottom line goal being healthy food as best as we can? This has been a real challenge, hasn't it?
It really has. And, you know, I think our platform, which uses Web3 technology, so blockchain and NFTs and decentralized finance and traceability of data, data immutability, all of that is really starting to engage all parts. I call it nose to tail of the system, but, you know, from upstream to downstream in our agri-food space. And it really is trickling over into the medical field as well. So I do a lot of speaking with practitioners and different clinicians and different groups that are focused on the combating chronic health or involved in the health sector. And they really love when I come in and start talking about where our food comes from. But the cooperation is, it's starting to take shape. There's a lot more people interested in how we
create a more... I hope so. I've been talking about it for, I'm celebrating 45 years, give it take a few weeks on live radio. I'm hoping it's coming through. We're talking about exactly what you're talking about, the cooperation of so many different areas making a difference with the plague of chronic illness in our country and around the world, with obesity being right smack in the middle of it, and so many other areas, the mental sides of things. Again, when we're talking about the cooperation and the fact that trying to maybe see some positive signs. What's the best place to go to find out more information about you and your work, Neil?
Yeah, that's great. You can go check out our website at growunited.com, just as it sounds, growunited, all one word, .com.
And how is we, have we found the, again, importance of whether it's communities or whether it is organizations regarding, you know, that agribusiness or the idea of these, you know, only few gigantic food companies being able to dictate what's going on. It seems that there's been a lot of exposure to, again, the importance of, again, of eating smarter. And I guess, you know, the medical community is key, whether it's the pediatric community, you know, the senior citizen community has really been, I think, trying to get on board.
Yeah. You know, we're really seeing a lot of great conversation happen. One of the things I often say is these big centralized organizations in the agri-food space, they're actually set up to decentralize. And so they really appreciate that we're coming in and not just pointing fingers. We're saying, hey, we're pointing fingers and we have a solution. And that's when they're engaging. So we're starting to decentralize, meaning that we've got more connection from consumer to those who grow and raise our food. And we're starting to break down some of those ultra high processed facilities, getting to more local, bioregional processors so that we get more wholesome food back into the hands of the consumer.
Yeah, how is the, again, you hear about, you know, climate change and so many of these areas, the things that have made such a dramatic difference in populations, again, the migration, all these challenges, and the idea that, you know, we were just using up the ability of the soil to grow healthy food because of so much overuse. Has that really become much more aware of that?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we're working really closely with farmers globally on moving towards regenerative or biodynamic or sustainable farming practices that are really concentrating on building the health of our soils and reestablishing biodiversity. So think about less mono farming one crop or doing one thing and more integrated systems that really are working together. So we improve our biodiversity and we improve the soil conditions, and that's how we're going to find longevity. And so we do that through analysis of data. We do that through instrumentation, and all of that fits into our platform so that we can have different discussions in the supply chain. And we can trace, we can incentivize, and we can really create new financial opportunities for everyone involved when we start having different conversation and focus on those positive aspects.
Well, again, I think the tremendous emphasis on now today longevity, the anti-aging world. It's funny, before X amount of months ago, I hadn't even heard the word biohacking. We've been talking about lifestyle medicine on the Sports Doctor for 40 years. To our first guest today, functional medicine, where we're talking about real positive changes in healthcare, getting off treating just the symptoms, over medicating in so many different areas of our population, and the reality of the complementary medicine side of things, the no side effects, paying attention to lifestyle medicine. And again, it starts with what you do, doesn't it?
Yep, it does. It really does. And I really challenge everyone that I talk to, you know, just start changing one habit in your food eating purchases or your food diet, and that starts to have a domino effect. And so as you go to a grocer or you start sourcing wholesome food, pay attention to where it came from and how it was raised and grown, and ask those questions and keep it simple. You know, if it has a lot of ingredients on the bag, it's probably a lot more processed than you first thought. And so start going back to things that are simple, but we start making those small changes, and that's where we start to see that domino effect and really start to, you know, combat some of that chronic health and all those key aspects in our on the health side of life.
Oh, yes. One of the new groups we were talking about before has had an online show, Sports Pharmacy, the whole world of supplements, the world of vitamins, the world of hormones, the world of additives, a lot of these, again, different areas, again, with health and wellness, you know, in mind, you know, whether we're talking about high performance in the world of business or we're talking high performance in the world of sports, today the area of nutrition at the highest level is a real science in so many ways, but we're still sorting out all sorts of different options in many, many ways. And this is one of the different challenges because it's still the Wild West many times when we're talking about the world of nutrition, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, you couldn't have said it better. I mean, I'm a cowboy by trade, so I love the reference to the Wild West, but it's a bit scary and it's a bit overwhelming. So, yeah, it is the Wild West for sure.
Well, this is why, again, we have three big principles on the sports doctrine, you know, regardless of the topic. And the number one is awareness with what we're talking about and what a big deal that is, the awareness of what the topic is. And number two is education, adding some education to whatever the heck we're talking about. Number three is whether it's the taking of action some way, shape, or form. Again, whether it's organizations or whether it happens to be school systems, whether it happens to be, there's just no doubt about it that the challenges, lifestyle medicine has become such a big deal. And again, much, much more attention, knock on wood, being paid to the farmers industry, the growth industry. Boy, the farmers are in the news, aren't you?
Yeah, we certainly are. Yeah, we're loved and hated by different groups. Yeah. But you know what? The connecting dot is something called Web3, the blockchain, where we can trust data, really understand the information coming off the field all the way down to our plate. And that changes conversation.
I definitely want to talk more about that. We're going to be taking a break, and I want you to keep that thought in mind, Neil, when we come back, this whole data-related stuff. Everybody, it's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back talking with Neil Speaks, healthy growing food.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at a special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We're talking with Neil Speaks, the world of agribusiness, the world of, again, of making the kinds of changes to pay big attention to growing healthy, environmentally friendly food. You were talking more about some of the different data and some of the different challenges, Neil, that you guys pay big attention to. Tim, pick up on that if you would.
Absolutely. So data is the unspoken crop that everyone wants in the agri-food market space. We can help farmers collect data more efficiently with our platform, Grow platform. We can help them analyze it and then monetize it so they create new revenue streams so they can continue improving our soils and ecosystem. What that means for the consumer is that they can start trusting because the data is collected onto an immutable, tamper-proof platform. And when they start trusting the data, they have better understanding of what's in that package or how the food is being raised or grown.
You mentioned trusting the data. This is a huge point because today, with the misinformation and the hype and the tremendous advertising, it just is an incredible challenge to try to trust any of the information. Expand on that, if you would.
Absolutely. So when we have the technology and an opportunity to really start trusting our data using something called blockchain, it's something that's been around for a long time. And at Grow, we've just figured out how to pull the right levers so that you better understand that data as it relates to where your food comes from. And we call that traceability. And that is really where consumers, the supply chain, and the farmers are all getting together and really starting to better understand all those data points, and nobody's manipulating it or tampering with
them. And who's Grow, Neil? Who's Grow?
Grow is our platform. That's Grow United.
Okay.
Grow United is a blockchain at the very core. So we store data immutably. We analyze data very efficiently. And then we can help farmers monetize that data for new revenue streams.
Now, I don't know how many giant food companies there are in the United States. It's less than half a dozen, whatever it is, these giant agribusiness. How's the cooperation, again, with this tremendous emphasis on selling more and selling more and all you could eat and all this stuff that is on top of us? Do you find a break in the action regarding breaking through with some solid kind of complementary, likable, growing parameters?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really encouraging them to seek out farmers that are paying attention to regenerative practices or biodynamic practices. So they're bringing in, you know, quality food into the supply chain, whether processing or manufacturing. We're also getting them to better understand how it was grown, so the nutrient components within the food, and then they can tell the story downstream to the consumer. And so, yeah, there's about 10-12 companies that really control a lot of the food supply chain, and they're looking for new ways to better engage, and our Grow
How's
platform.
How's the frozen food world? When you have, if you have properly grown food according to what's important to you, and it's then again into the frozen food world, can that still also really be a healthy-oriented food? Seems to be. What's your feeling on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the cold storage sheds, there's many different ways that we can store our food, freeze-dried and all the different cooling systems, but it still relates to preserving the nutrients in the food and not over-processing it. So the more we process it, the more nutrients we lose, the less healthy stuff that we're putting in our body. But we can certainly preserve a great deal of our food very effectively
where does the word,
and preserve the nutrients.
Neil, where does the word organic fit in the importance of all of this stuff? Again, when you go, hey, is it organic? Is it not organic? What are your thoughts on that in principle?
Yeah, it's a set of practices that really started in using less synthetic. I kind of group regenerative, organic, biodynamic, all the same. They're all using more nature-based solution, less synthetic chemistry to grow or raise our food.
Right. Where does kosher
organic certainly fit
in? How does kosher fit into that group?
How does what? Sorry.
Kosher. Into some of the different groupings that you took. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I mean, kosher fits in whether it's regenerative or biodynamic or sustainable, organic. It fits in terms of
bio. Yes, biodynamic, and some of these new terms I think are so important when you're talking about, you know, the new medicine and some of the different, you know, new science, you know, the brain health, all of these different things that have become such a big deal in the longevity world. And again, you're in the middle of all of that, aren't you?
We totally are. Yep. Yeah, we're really trying to connect the food is health conversation and amplify the messaging around starting with good nutritious food, and whether it's being deemed kosher, you know, for different religious purposes or just different practice anointments, it still starts with understanding what's in it and then how it was processed and reducing the amount of processing touch points.
Yes, the emphasis that we have on the sports doctor here of the type 2 juvenile diabetes and the challenge of, number one, again, making exercise part of their life to try to stay away from obesity concerns, and number two, paying huge attention to the nutritional side, because this is one of the biggest scourges in our society, again, is the juvenile diabetes starting so early and, again, being stuck in the middle of the lifestyle medicine, nutrition sides, and the idea of the role of parents and the role of schools. And this has been a tough sell. 10, 15 years ago, we were arguing, Neil, for PE to be still included. In that regard.
Yeah.
So, again, we definitely have to have you back. Give us again quickly where people could find out more about all your work with Grow.
Fantastic. So you can find us growunited.com, G-R-O-W, united.com. You can also find us on YouTube, our podcast that we referenced at the beginning of our conversation, Grow Renaissance, and you can find that on YouTube as a great place to go listen to some of the conversations we've had.
Yes, you checked that out a few weeks ago when I was one of the guests. We had a great show with Neil talking about
Absolutely.
These important areas. And we're definitely looking to have you back. Again, Neil Speaks, the agribusiness pioneer, Grow United. Thank you so much. Hold on, Neil. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom, maybe answer a couple of emails. Again, next week, we're going to be following along with some of these functional physicians, new medicine physicians, Dr. Craig Wax. He's also a podcast host. He'll be joining us. And then Janine Duckworth, the world of caregivers, the world of seniors and super seniors. I'm a senior, I'm a super senior, and the challenges of doing the best we can in the world of health and wellness are something that we definitely want to pay attention to. So she'll be joining us following week. One of the leaders in brand building, Ray Perez, will be joining us. Again, the whole area of branding on and off social media will be joining us. And then we'll see whether or not Think Energy's Mike Kaczewski will be able to join us. Always good guests, always great topics coming up. Shout out to my friends of That One, again, brand building podcast group of almost 1,000 individuals in so many areas of podcasting and life and social media. The next gold medal, it's been such an exciting run on the Winter Olympics. As many of you who listen to the Sports Doctor know, we just celebrated 16 years, I can't believe it, since that young 10-year-old from Naperville, Illinois, Evan Lysacek, he put orthotics in his skates before he was 10. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. It's a big area. And years later, 2010, he was the Olympic gold medalist. And when I would see these kids, I still see them, I would always mention, I'm always looking for my next gold medalist, not realizing that there he is. In pairs, Team USA figure skating, 2026, Danny O'Shea. I got to check it out, man, but he was 13 or 14 when we put orthotics in his skates, all sorts of chronic ankle concerns. The guy just turned 35. He had fantastic pair skating with Ellie, his partner, and both in the team competition as well as the individual competition. So, hey, man, Danny O'Shea, congratulations. I'm still out looking for the next gold medalist. I wanted to mention again, if individuals do have a question, a potential email question, send that email, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. People want to check past shows. They could find out. They can go to bbsradio.com/thesportsdoctor, and they can go to my website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Donna says I'm a 45-year-old consistent walker jogger, and the whole area of plantar fasciitis is all sorts of inflammation. You know, Donna, plantar fasciitis is the most common thing we see in active people, and inflammation, discomfort in the arch and heel, sometimes related with a heel spur, a growth of bone from that chronic attachment irritation. Other times, the tissue itself, which goes from the toes to the heel, band-like structure protecting the bottom muscles of the foot. And when that's irritated, it's almost always related in some way, especially if it's recurrent or persistent, it's almost always related to foot-type mechanics. Whether it's the high arch with that band being always on tension, on stretch, or the flat type foot, again, which puts stress on that area. Almost always, this is a conservative managed problem, usually involving inserts or orthotics, sometimes temporary devices that might start with taping and padding, in order to control the excessive pronation and pull on the plantar fascia. And we've had great success over the decades, whether it incorporated the necessity of a cortisone injection or two, not unusual. Today, there's new regenerative type natural substances that can be injected. Physical therapy is a big deal with this, proper stretching, strengthening of the area. Foot ankle plantar fascia tension is a big deal. I don't care what your sport is or what your age is, what your level is. Strengthening the foot ankle, strengthening the plantar fascia and all its surrounding areas, think rubber bands, is so important to include, as is balance, strengthening and training. So plantar fasciitis, if it's recurrent or if it's persistent, see podiatry. That's the top expert for this. Physical therapy can be included. Chiropractic can be included. You want to pay attention to that. Paul says, neuroma, is it always a surgical problem? No, it's not. Neuroma, inflammation of nerves under the ball of the foot, many times can be controlled with proper orthotic therapy, sometimes physical therapy and or injections. Wow, the Winter Olympics just about finished. Some really, really exciting stuff. Well, onward to the next sport, right, everybody? Thanks so much to our guests, Kelly McCann, Dr. Kelly, and Neil Speaks. See you next week, everybody, for Sports Doctor. Thank you.